Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's Lean Team, bro. Talk. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
Nah, go ahead, bro. You good?
Nah, you got it. You got it. Go ahead.
Yo, what up, everybody? This is Lee from Lee and Keith's Real Talk. Episode, we almost at 300. So, you know, we almost getting there. But tonight, man, me and my man Keith want to do a concept show. I like these little shows, man. I like when we do these little shows where we kind of predict the future, or, you know, we put it out there what we think going to happen. But, hey, Keith, what's going on, bro? How you doing today?
I'm good, man. Chilling. You know, it's been a good day. Got, you know, a couple good things have fallen into place today for me, so I'm feeling pretty good. This is a way for me to close it out, too, on a positive note. Let's get to it.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, Boston, are you going to go to the WWE Survivor Series?
As of right now, I haven't bought tickets, but we were just talking about it, I think, last weekend, because we just found out that it was coming to Boston last weekend, so it's definitely in the talks. You know, I'll probably be getting tickets soon. I think so.
Yeah, man. Actually, this will probably be one of the best ones to go to, because they have a 2 war game matches where they gonna have 2 rings inside of a cage with 2 teams. That's normally a good match. And Survivor Series is normally pretty good. So if you get tickets, definitely go. But look, man, outside of that, you know, really ain't much been happening going on, and USC's been kind of slow. You know, our boy Corey Sandhagen, I think that was the last card USC had was Corey Sandhagen card. You know, he won by Dr. Stoppage, but he did look good. But outside of that, we really ain't had much going on, man. So, hey, go ahead. Let's jump into it, man. Where you want to start at tonight? Well, get the people what we're going to be doing. You probably can best describe it better than me.
Yeah, so, you know, nothing crazy, but nothing, you know, not interesting. This is going to be fun. I figured we could go, we're going to each give out, we'll break down, we'll go through each division, and we'll both give our picks for who we think will be the world champion of each division by the end of next year, so the end of 2023, who will finish the year as the world champion of each UFC division. That's how we're going to go. And just like how we do our predictions for the pay-per-views, we'll go back and forth the same way, and we'll just kind of, you know, transition through each division. So that's how we're going to be rocking tonight. And on that last note, the Survivor Series, you know, we'll definitely talk more about that. That's, I know there's still a little bit of time. I think that's in November. So, you know, and within the coming shows, as I told my brother, I'd watch for the matchups and stuff and see, you know, what they'll have coming out for announcements for it. So, you know, I'll be looking out for that. And I'm sure I'll be asking you about that, and we'll have to talk about that in the coming weeks, because as they announce some stuff, I'll definitely be keeping my eye on that. So we'll be getting back to that. But, yeah, for tonight, we're going to go through each division, and we can start, you know, whichever side you want to start at. What division you think you want to start at?
Hey, man, I guess we can start with the big boys. Let's start with the heavyweights, man, and work our way down.
All right, heavyweight. Okay. You want to go first or you want me to go first?
Oh, man, I'll go first with the heavyweights. This one is kind of tough because, you know, heavyweights are kind of hard to predict because, you know, one punch can end this show. Right now, we have Francis Ngannou as the champ. But as everybody knows, he's rehabbing from knee surgery. And plus, his contract is due to expire, I want to say, at the end of this year. So who knows what's going to happen with him. My choices came down to Stipe Miocic and Cyril Gane. I'm not even going to throw my man John Jones in there because I haven't seen him fight at heavyweight. Do we? It comes down to is Stipe getting up there in age? Can he continue to perform at a top level? I think the answers to those are yes. But I'm going to go with the most athletic heavyweight in the division, a guy that I think has all the tools to be a good champion. I'm going with Cyril Gane, man. I think Cyril Gane could possibly be the champion at the end of 2023, all because of what he brings to the table as far as what he can do in the octagon, as far as using his athletic ability, his footwork. One thing I did notice against Francis Ngannou that gives me cause to pause is he needs to work on his wrestling. It seems like to me once he gets taken down, he can't get back up. Whether or not Ngannou took him by surprise or whatever, I just think that's a hole in his game that he will have to shore up. But I think that's a part of his game that he can shore up. So I'm going to go with Cyril Gane will be the heavyweight champion at the end of 2023.
And I'm going to go the same way. I think Cyril Gane will be the champ because probably what you're going to have is I think that when Ngannou was healthy, he fought Stipe in the rematch. He used both his striking and he had some wrestling. It wasn't to the extent that you saw him in the Gane fight. He was really, he was really wrestling there, but he had to because he was injured. He kind of had to fall back on his wrestling. If not, you might not. I'm not sure if we would have saw that kind of fight. I don't know. Maybe, but I do think that if you're Francis Ngannou and you feel, you're 100% healthy and you feel like, all right, I can stay on my feet, having the power that you have and being, the way he's built, you would just, the guy is devastating. If you could fight on your feet, you probably will. So I think I'm not sure we would have saw that the fight, that kind of fight. So I think if Ngannou is 100% healthy, I think you see, the stand up fight that you probably expect with him and Gane. And who knows, Gane might even, Gane's still young. He might, get better and be able to, defend against a lot of that groundwork that Ngannou was doing. And Ngannou was able to learn it in a pretty short time. Gane's still young. He can learn. But I do think if Ngannou is 100% healthy, I think we're more likely to see the type of fight that you would expect to see. And it's a stand-up fight. I think Gane wins that, 10 out of 10 times. He's going to win a stand-up. Or at least 9 out of 10 times. And then that one time, he gets caught with a shot and gets knocked out. But, I think if you have, those two guys standing up, Gane is just – He's that dude is a specimen, man. Gane is an absolute specimen in the heavyweight division. It's like we've probably never seen a heavyweight like him ever. I don't think there ever has been. You look at him, it's like, when have you seen a heavyweight built like that, that moves like that? It's like I always say he's like a Wonder Boy Thompson, but at heavyweight. Like that's what he reminds me of, with the bouncy footwork and, he's big, but he doesn't really look, it doesn't show in his speed. A lot of these guys are so muscular that, it kind of slows them down or wears them out quickly. He doesn't wear out quickly. Like that dude's going to go 5 rounds all day. I mean, Yeah. He just fought, I think 3 rounds against Tai Tuivasa, but he was ready to go in that fight. And that was a great fight, by the way, but he was ready to go in that fight. And it's just, yeah, I think if they rematch, I think Gane beats him. And that's as far as these other guys, Stipe, I don't know. He's not really in the picture right now. It's hard for me to really put him or a John Jones in there. John Jones hasn't fought at heavyweight, so it's like I feel like that's just pure speculation. Like, what do I have to go off to say that he'll be the champion? We don't even have a fight announcement. Involving him or Stipe, so. Never mind if they're fighting each other. We don't really have anything to go off of. So, you can't really, I feel like things with either one of them is kind of just pure speculation right now because we don't even have an announcement. So Gane's in the picture. Gane's ready to go. I think Gane gets the belt. He'll be the champ by the end of next year. And then maybe you get him defending against, one of those two guys. But that's the heavyweight division. Let me go first for the light heavyweight division. I got this. So light heavyweight division, here's how we go. The number 6 ranked light heavyweight in the world right now, my boy Jamal Hill. He's coming for the belt, bro. He's going to be the champ. And I just think that, you know, that they have this thing going at the top of that division right now. You have Jan Blachowicz is there, the Yuri Prochazka guy who's the champ, who I don't really respect because he is a champ that's like 3-0 or 4-0 in the UFC. I just don't really respect that. I mean, and he went, it took him, he had a war with Glover Teixeira, who's, what, 43 years old, 42? And Glover, you know, gave him the fight of his life. It's like, the world champion, really? Like, I'm not really impressed with that. I mean, you should be, if you're Yuri Prochazka, you should be dispatching the Glover Teixeira, man. You should not be going, having the fight of your life with that guy, and he almost beat you to death. Like, come on, bro. You're not a champion. Like, you got to show me, that's not greatness. You know what I mean? Some people would say it is, but I think it's questionable greatness. You know what I'm saying? Some people say those are the moments, but I don't know, man. I think you should be dispatching a fighter like that. You shouldn't be having wars with guys that you shouldn't be having wars with. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really respect him as the champion at this time. He needs to show me something. So he's there, but they got that. You know, Jan Blachowicz, they want to get that fight. And, I mean, Jan Blachowicz got beat up by Glover Teixeira too. So he's another one. He's kind of, he was looking like a sad boy in that fight when they fought. I couldn't believe how bad he looked. So, yeah, I'm not really impressed with any of those guys right now. I think Jamal Hill is going to come up and beat everybody down. And if it's not, I mean, Magomed Ankalaev is right there too. But I think, and then a sleeper for that division is Paul Craig. That's somebody that I even kind of catch myself sleeping on sometimes. I'd be forgetting how good he is. Paul Craig, I think, is number 9 right now. He's a beast, bro. And he actually has a win over Jamal Hill. That's my boy's only loss. Paul Craig's a beast, bro. So that's another guy that I think, don't sleep on him, bro. He could probably beat most of those guys. If not, you know, he could probably beat all those guys, realistically. So I think he's a sleeper for the spot, but I'm going to go with Jamal Hill as the champ by end of 2023.
Yeah, I had my eye on 3 guys. That was Jamal Hill, Paul Craig, and the current champion, Yuri Prochazka. I think Paul Craig broke Jamal Hill's arm in their fight. I think he broke his arm, and he put his arm in an arm bar or something like that and broke his arm. But I could be wrong. But I also like Ryan Spann in this division. This division, I really want to see some of the older guys kind of fade away and let the new guys rise to the top. I think this division has one of the most intriguing young guys, where you got Ankalaev, you got Jamal Hill, you got Paul Craig, you got Ryan Spann, Jimmy Crute is old. I like what I saw to Dustin Jacoby. But my champion at the end of 2023, man, I want to go with Hill so bad, but is he ready? I'm going to take a long shot on this one. I'm going to say Jiri is going to be the champ, man. I think the only reason he's going to be the champ is because I think he's only going to fight maybe 2 or 3 times in 2023. And one of those fights is going to be a rematch against Glover. And then I think he gets Blachowicz. And then he'll probably get one of the young guys somewhere down the road. So I think he only fights 3 times in 2023. And then that one of them is going to be against Glover. I'm going to say Yuri will start the year as a champ and possibly, and he's going to end the year as champ. Now, would I be mad if Paul Craig or Jamal Hill was to shock the world and become the champ? No, I wouldn't. Because I think this is one of those divisions where I'm ready to see the young guys rise to the top and start pushing the old guys to the back of the line. And this is one of those divisions I think that needs to happen. All right, moving to middleweight. I think this is going to be kind of easy. We'll probably go the same way. But I want to see Robert Whittaker be the champ at the end of 2023. I know he hasn't beat Israel Adesanya, but he's beaten everybody else. Can he force the UFC hand to get him one more fight against Adesanya? Now, he does have something working in his favor. What about if Alex Pereira beats Israel Adesanya? Does Alex Pereira give Whittaker a shot? Or does Israel automatically demand a rematch? If Israel doesn't demand a shot, I like Whittaker being the first guy to get a shot of Pereira, and I like him beating Pereira, and I like him beating anybody else in this division, even Adesanya if he was to get another fight. I'm going to go with Bobby Knuckles being the middleweight champion at the end of 2023. I just think he deserves it, man. It's just something about him that I see champion written all over him. And I like the way he fights. Unlike Adesanya, Whittaker is all action all the time. Whereas Israel fights have kind of gotten boring since he's became champ. So, yeah, man, I'm going Bobby Knuckles, man. Bobby Knuckles will be the middleweight champion at the end of 2023. I don't know how he's going to do it, but I think he's going to be the champ.
And to clarify, I did say that, yeah, Paul Craig, that's what I meant. I said that he has a win over Jamahal Hill. That's it's not like
yeah. You said like, that. No, you said that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Paul Craig beat Jamahal Hill. Yeah, he snapped his arm or whatever it was. Yeah, so that's his only loss. That's what I was saying is that. I think he's a sleeper for that, for the title. I think he could beat, you know, probably all those guys in the top 10. He already beat Jamahal Hill. They're talking the rest of them. But anyways, yeah, so the middleweight title is – so there's a couple moving parts with this division right now because you figure Adesanya has defended his belt enough to where, like, if he loses to Alex Pereira, which at this point, I wouldn't mind that to happen, and I don't think that it's out of the realm of possibility. Like it's not so much about like wanting to see Adesanya lose. It's not really that. Where like a lot of guys are like, oh, I want to see Floyd Mayweather lose. I want to see John Jones lose. Like it's not really that. It's more that. I just kind of want to see the division kind of become more fun again. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of these fights are kind of like stale fights that he's putting on. And I just think it would be more fun if you could like get some of these other matchups going. You know what I'm saying? Like if Adesanya is not the champ anymore, like that puts Whittaker in some of these like really high level title fights that I would want to see, you know, that puts, you know, I know Whittaker and, you know, Khamzat Chimaev are talking about, you know, they want to train together. And, you know, Whittaker said, you know, let's go beat up some bad guys. You know, they want to go do that. And I support guys training together and, you know, they could be an alliance. That's okay. It's just, you guys could be a team at middleweight and just beat everybody down, start a faction like WWE. You know, I don't think that's, I'm okay with that kind of stuff, but, you know, if they did want to fight at some point, that's a fight I'd like to see. And I think if Pereira beats Adesanya, I mean, Adesanya definitely has claim to a rematch. But, you know, he could just not – like, that could be one of those guys that just has his number, you know, and that he has trouble beating that guy, you know. So, like, we could see a case, and I think – and this is not – I've not ruled this out – is Pereira beats him both times. And then Adesanya kind of becomes X'd out of the situation for a little while. And then you start to get some of these matchups. So, you know, a couple months ago, I would have told you I had Adesanya beating Pereira. But I think now, I think I'm going to go out and say prayer. Beats Adesanya at MSG. Prayer also wins the rematch. And then you open up to some of these other fights. So at this point, like if Whitaker and Adesanya are fighting, they're fighting, you know, a non-title fight, maybe like a number one contender thing. I don't think that they'll even do that. I don't think that'll even happen. I think the UFC will kind of get past that storyline. You'll kind of go towards Khamzat Chimaev is, you know, I know he just called out Colby Covington, but the guy can't even make 170. So I don't think they're going to let him fight at 170 if he can't make weight. So he's probably, I think he's a 185er now, and he just fought at 180. You know, he's, I think he's a 185er. And I think Khamzat, you know, challenges any one of these guys, you know, that I think if he moves up and, you know, takes even one fight and wins one fight, I think he's right there. I don't really think you have to, I mean, you could even give him a title shot now. I don't really think he needs to do that much. You know, I think, you know, Khamzat's right there. And you could even end up having Pereira versus Khamzat. You know, I think that could be a potential situation. I think those three guys will be there regardless. You'll have, I know that guy, Bo Nickel, saying he wants to fight Chimaev now. And he's a 185er. So, I mean, that guy's not realistically in the picture because he just got a UFC contract. But I know he's showing high-level skills, you know, to where, like, he could be in the picture in the near future, especially in 2023. He could definitely be in the picture in 2023. So if we're talking, like, you know, next summer, like, he could easily be in the picture, you know. So that's a realistic thing. But before I get to that, I'd say probably – I think you end up seeing Pereira – Pereira and you either see Pereira and Chimaev for the title at some point next year, or you see Pereira and Whitaker for the title. Because hey, Chimaev, you don't really know what division he's going to fight at. You know, he wants to fight 172. So, what I'm going to go with is that you end up with Pereira versus Whitaker for the title, and I think Whitaker beats him. So I know I just went on this long spree right there to get to that, but that was just because. No, I told y'all. No, that was just because there's so many possibilities.
That was a good breakdown, though.
What?
That was a good breakdown, though.
Yeah, and there's so many possibilities in that division right now. You could tell I've been thinking about it. You know, there's a lot of possibilities, and it's a lot of we have to see the way it plays out kind of situations because you really don't know who's going to get matched up. Like I said, that guy, Bo Nickel, is coming up. He just got a contract. And obviously Dana, you know, said he doesn't – like, the guy wants to fight the top guys now, which, I mean, what he's shown, he looks great. You know, he's a three-time Olympic, you know, wrestling world champion, NCAA wrestling champion. And clearly, you know, he's high level. So clearly he's going to run through guys. And like I said, by, you know, probably next summer, he's going to be in this conversation. So it's not unrealistic to talk about him in it. He just needs to get, like, those first couple UFC wins, which he'll get, yeah. You know, pretty soon. And then we'll be talking about him. Because clearly the dude's good. Next. Clearly he's good. Yeah, and it's a lot of those guys, you know, you don't want to – like, I usually don't like when guys come out and they're too cocky. But it's him. I haven't even watched him fight yet, you know. I just know that some of these guys are the real deal. You know, I didn't really it took me a while to believe in – And Khamzat, you know, I just recently became a fan of his. I wasn't a fan of his until, you know, in the last probably month or so, I became a fan of his. Like, it took me a while to really accept him. You know, he had to win some fights, and I was like, all right. Like, and then I said, once he fights Gilbert Burns, I said, you know, if depending on what happens there, you know, he'll gain my respect. And then he gained my respect. He fought Gilbert Burns. It was after that fight where I was like, okay, like, you know, I respect that. He fought a top guy, you know, but he also tasted his own blood. So he was taken down a couple notches and he realized, like, okay, like, I'm not invincible and I'm fighting the best guys. Like, I'm going to take damage and I'm not, you know. So I respected him there. And then, you know, I watched some of his interviews. So it takes me a while. You know, the Bo Nickel, I don't even know the guy, but I know he could be in the conversation by next summer because clearly he's winning fights and some of these guys are just special. So But anyways, yeah, I think Whitaker, you'll have Burr and Whitaker probably by, you know, next, I don't know when, maybe next spring, next summer, you might have that fight. And I think Whitaker wins that fight. And, you know, you probably have Whitaker as the champ. Yeah, end of 2023. I'm going to agree with you on that.
All right. So let's transition over to welterweight. The current champion is Leon Edwards, who recently pulled out a stunning victory over Kamaru Usman. Who you got, bro, as a welterweight champion at the end of 2023?
This one's going to be a lot shorter for me because, honestly, I don't know what it was with Usman that night, but the fact that – okay, to put it short – do I think Leon Edwards beats Usman in the trilogy? Absolutely not. I think Usman's going to destroy him. You know what I'm saying? Leon Edwards is not better than Usman. You know, they are actually a few notches apart from each other in skill. And just the overall fighter, like, Usman is just far better than him. And clearly I still need to watch that fight. But, yeah, I just off what, you know, what the peanut gallery has said, you know, Usman looked better all five. You know, he won, you know, 24 out of 25 minutes in that fight. And, I mean, I'm always a little behind. Look at me. I just watched Gamrod and Armin Saryukin's fight last night. And that's a great fight. Shout out to them. But, you know, so I need to watch that Usman and Edwards. But either way, he won 24 out of 25 minutes. And I definitely think he beats Edwards. He gets the title back in the trilogy. I just don't know when that's going to happen because that's another one that there's really no sign of that fight or any kind of like rumor or anything right now. So I don't know when that happens, but I think this is kind of an if because you don't know where he's going to be at. But let's just say Khamzat Chimaev ends up at 170. I didn't think that he would be able to do much with Usman because Usman was, you know, he's like, he's one of the best wrestlers in the game today. But when I watched that highlight the other day, I saw this highlight, and I didn't know that Leon Edwards tripped and, like, that's basically a takedown. And I don't know why Leon Edwards was able to take Usman down. Like, I mean, props to him, because that hasn't really been done. I think he has never been taken down in the UFC. I think maybe you can count one versus Covington if you count it as a takedown, but he's never been taken down, and Leon Edwards took him down, and that does not give me much hope for him against Chimaev, and I know if Chimaev can make 170, that fight is the one that they will go for, and I definitely think Chimaev can beat Usman at this point. I didn't think so before, but based on what I've seen from both of them recently, I definitely think that he can beat Usman, and it's bad. You know, it's bad. I think Chimaev is him a lot more than I did, you know, 6 months ago. And I think Chimaev will end the year as the welterweight champ.
Oh, man. I'm going to go off the board again, Keith. I'm going off the board again. I'm going with your boy, man. I'm going with Colby Covington. I think if all the chips fall in the right place and somehow Usman, you know, doesn't, even if he does become champion, I think Colby, if he keeps winning, how does the UFC not get him another shot? Because that means he would have beat Khamzat. He's probably going to have to fight Gilbert Burns. And maybe Bilal Muhammad or somebody of that sort. If he beats three top five guys, how do you deny him another shot at the belt? You just can't deny him. But let's just say if Usman doesn't win the belt back, let's say if Edwards does win the trilogy, then I think Khamzat will probably be the first. I think he will probably be the first one to get a shot. And then I think Colby will probably be next in line to get a shot. And I think Colby will beat him. And I think Colby will probably beat Leon Edwards. I think he could probably beat Gilbert Burns. So I like Colby Covington being the welterweight champion at the end of 2023. I just think the chip's going to fall into place for him, and I think he's a better fighter than what people give him credit for. I always say I don't hate the fighter, Colby Covington, but I just don't like some of his antics and some of his stances as a person. But when it comes inside the octagon, the guy's a world-class fighter, and I think he has a great shot to be the champion at the end of 2023.
Yeah, you know, it's actually – that's another one that I don't really know. There's nothing on the table for him right now, and I just haven't heard anything. And that's my guy too. So that's kind of crazy that you predicted him to be the champ and I didn't. That's kind of wild. But I just he caught me. But I it's just like I said, I haven't even heard rumors of him fighting. I know Chimaev like said on Twitter he wants to fight him, but then Chimaev also said he wants to go to 185 and fight. So I don't know. I wish there was some kind of like rumor at least, or we can get something to hear when Kobe's going to fight again. I would love to see him be the champ. I actually hope, you know, I hope you're right about that. But, and I'm going to try to get these up on Twitter after, you know, all of our predictions too, and see if, you know, the people, what the people think about picks. But either way, let's go. So what's the next one?
Ooh, 155.
Okay, 155, end of 2023. Who we going? So, all right. So I have Oliveira beating Islam. In a couple weeks. So Oliveira is still the champ. I think so Oliveira is definitely not going to fight again before the end of the year. He's going to do that fight. So he's going to end this year. And who else would be right there for him to fight? So Dariush is going to fight Mateus Gamrot. After watching Gamrot and Armin Saryukin's fight, have you seen that fight?
No. But I saw the highlights.
That's a damn good fight, bro. You fucked that. What?
Gamrot is a beast.
Gamrot? Is that how you say it? Gamrot?
Yeah, I think it's Gamrot. Gamrot or Gamrot? I don't know how to actually say it.
Yeah, so Gamrot, he's...
Yeah, Gamrot. There you go.
Those guys are beasts, man. I was watching that. That's a great fight. And they were doing a lot, bro. There was a lot of, like, defensive grappling. There was a lot of, like, transitions between takedowns and stuff. Those dudes would, man, we can't let guys tell us that, like, all wrestling and grappling is supposed to be boring anymore, because those dudes were entertaining for what they were doing. That was some good shit. And they were throwing all types of shit, too. There was spinning shit. There was ninja stuff going down. Those dudes were on shit. And I can't believe Armin Saryukin's only 25 years of age, bro. Saryukin's only 25.
Wow.
He's only 25. And he's that good. That's so crazy. And then Gamrot's only 31. Those dudes are so young, bro. And they're so good. That's so crazy. Either one of those guys could be the champ in the future. That might be the future right there, them two guys. So we'll probably see them fighting again in the future, but it'll be for the title. You know, that's probably what'll happen. But either way, so those two guys are obviously on the come up. Oliveira, I have him beating Islam. Who'll be there? So after seeing Gamrot, I definitely think he can beat Beneil Dariush, and I think I do have him beating Beneil Dariush after seeing that. Because Dariush, he thrives on the ground. You know what I mean? His stand-up is not that good. You know, we've seen him be knocked out, you know, a few times. His stand-up's not that good. I mean, we saw, Tony, and Tony's good, but Tony was beating him up when they were fighting on the feet. It was until Dariush took him down that the fight kind of shifted away from Tony. But Tony was probably about to knock him out, you know, if they kept fighting on the feet. Dariush's stand-up is pretty weak, man. And, you know, Gamrot is just much more well-rounded. So I got Gamrot beating Dariush. So Dariush is going to be out of the picture most likely after that, at least for a little while. So you'll have Gamrot's going to shoot up to the top five after that. So he's going to be in the title contention once he beats Dariush. So Gamrot's actually right there. So Oliveira, who's Oliveira going to fight after Islam? That's the question. Oliveira's going to fight. I mean, Poirier is going to fight Chandler. Is that a title shot? I don't know, man. If Poirier wins that, I don't think he gets a title shot off that. He already lost to Oliveira. Nah, I don't think so, man. I think Poirier might need two wins. I think he's going to need two wins to get back. But I think if Chandler beats Poirier, I think that could be a title shot for Chandler, though. Because Chandler just beat Ferguson. If you beat Ferguson and Poirier back-to-back, I think that's you could fight for the title after that. That's cool with me. So I think if Chandler I just don't know. I don't know who I have winning that fight yet. But, man, I think Gamrot's going to be in the top five. It's really just him and Chandler. There's really nobody else. I mean, unless McGregor comes out, but he's another one that I don't even really – there's no rumors of him fighting. Like, I don't even know if he's been USADA tested. Like, so it's like John Jones. Like, we haven't seen him at heavyweight. We haven't even heard that McGregor's been getting tested by USADA. So who am I to say, oh, Oliveira's going to fight McGregor? Like, there's no sign of that fight happening. You know what I mean? They could easily be planning that for, like, January at the Rio card. You know, that would be a home game for Oliveira, have McGregor go to Brazil. But you don't even hear rumors of that. Like, if that was going to happen, we would be hearing about it. You know, and McGregor, you know, should probably be training if that was happening. But, you know, I don't think that's in the plans. So I think, man, I think Oliveira, man, I think Oliveira might still, you know, I think Oliveira might still, you know, I think because you don't even see guys, I mean, I think he could beat, you know, I think it's likely he'd beat Chandler again. I mean, I think Oliveira and Gamrot might be the fight, man. That might be the fight. That they might have to throw down at some point in 2023, but I'm not going to go out on a whim, bro. Oliveira is the champ, bro. He's the champ at the end of 2023. I don't care. You know what I mean? That is what it is. Another long breakdown, but I don't care. Oliveira is the fucking champ.
Oh, man, this is a tough one, Keys. Oh, this is the toughest one, bro. Man, I want to go with Oliveira so hard. I really want to. I really, really want to, but I'm not. I do like Gamrot. I do like him. I like Jalen Turner down there at 13, but I think he has too high to climb. Man, Islam loses to Charles coming up, but I think he fights his way back to a title shot. Islam will be the champion at the end of 23. I think he overcomes whatever adversity he's going through, whatever he got going on. I think he will be okay. He fights his way back to a title shot. And the second time around, he wins the belt. I'm going with Islam, dog. That's my pick. I got Islam being the lightweight champion at the end of 2023. Although I do have him losing coming up to Charles Oliveira. I do have him losing coming up, though.
Wow, bro. Mackenzie Dern is so beautiful. I cannot believe it. You were just talking right there, and I was just looking at this photo the UFC posted. The woman around who this fight car was built. Oh, look at that smile. She is gorgeous. That's really unbelievable. She is so beautiful. Wow. Man, I love watching her fight, bro. All right, let's get back into it. Here we go. So, yes, you're saying Islam's going to come back and win the rematch?
I don't think he wins the rematch. I think Charles drops the belt for somebody.
You think he's going to lose?
Hold on. Let me play out a scenario. Let me see. You know what? Yeah, I think he beats Charles in a rematch. I think Oliveira beats him coming up here and shortly. And I think Islam fights his way back. And he beats Charles in the second fight. Yeah, that's how I got it going. Yeah. I like Islam to be the champion in the 2023.
You could end up having the winner of Poirier and Chandler fighting Islam, you know, because if or whoever, you know, if Oliveira were to lose, you know, whoever loses, you could end up fighting you know, so you could end up, if Chandler wins MSG, you know, he could end up fighting, you know, if Islam loses, you might end up getting that fight, and then the winner of that, you know, it could end up like that. But, all right, so you got, you know, I got Oliveira's champ, you got Islam. All right, cool. 145, this one's easy, bro. Volkanovski's still going to be the champ. I mean, probably, like, the one guy that I think that's on the come up that is, you know, that I could see, you know, being possibly being a champ in the future is Bryce Mitchell. That's another guy that I kind of had to come around to. I didn't really like him early on, but I started to respect him, you know, as time went on. You know, he's a sleeper in the division, but I don't really think I wouldn't pick him to beat Volkanovski. I think Volkanovski's we're watching an all-time great right now. You know what I mean? This is one of the best, you know, UFC fighters of all time that we're watching right now. So. And it's crazy because I saw some guy earlier saying that on Twitter that, you know, they're like saying that he's not even the number one at featherweight. And I'm like, yo, y'all must not watch fights, bro. There's no way you could say that. So, yeah, Volkanovski is a champ at the end of the year. That's an easy one.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you on this one. I think Volkanovski is a champ at the end of this, at the end of the year. I don't see anybody really challenging him. I think Max moves up in weight. I think Max moves up to lightweight. So, and plus he's lost to him three times. He beat y'all. I just don't see none of these guys really beating him, man. Looking at who in the top 15, I think Bryce Mitchell might give him a good fight, but Bryce has to fight his way up there. But outside of that, I don't see him being really severely tested. So, yeah, I got Volkanovski being the featherweight champion at the end of the year. All right, moving on to bantamweight. Aljamain Sterling is the champ right now. He's set to defend against TJ Dillashaw coming up. Man, Aldo beat Peter Yan, man. And everybody thought there was no way he could beat Peter Yan. Then he came back and did it. Next up, he gets TJ Dillashaw. Tough fight, which I think he loses. I think TJ Dillashaw wins the belt. Now, how it plays out over the course of a year, I am going to go. I want to go on Merab so bad, man. I'm going Marlon Vera, man. I think Marlon Vera finds his way into the championship. I think Marlon Vera is capable of beating anybody in the top five. Man, do I really? I'm going Marlon Vera, man. I really, I want to go with my man Merab, man, but he showed me some things in his last couple fights that I don't like that could be problems against really, really tough guys. I'm going Marlon Vera. I'm going off the rails a little bit on this one. I think TJ beats Aljamain. TJ loses against Marlon Vera. So I'm going with Marlon Vera, man. Going Marlon Vera. That's my final answer.
All right, I respect that. I got TJ beating Aljamain Sterling at this next one coming up. And I mean, the question is, do they give Aljamain an immediate rematch? I don't really know. I mean, I would lean towards no. I mean, I probably wouldn't give him an immediate rematch because you don't need to give, in my opinion, every single person that wins the belt an immediate rematch unless, like, they had a couple title defenses and they were really, like, had some longevity as a champ, where Aljamain really, what does he have, one title defense? Like, he's really not he's not deep into being a champion, so I don't really think he needs to get an immediate rematch. So I don't think he will. I think TJ will win that. And then it's funny because I want to say we did this last year and we both had Jan as the champ by the end of 2022. And we know that that's not happening. So Jan, we don't really know. We got to see what happens to him and O'Malley. I don't really know. I'm not positive who I have winning that fight yet. I don't really know. I'm not sure yet. But that one, I'm just going to say Jan probably isn't the champ. Because I don't think he has – I don't think Jan's a more complete fighter than TJ, you know, and I think that's what it comes down to for me. I don't think O'Malley's a more complete fighter than TJ, you know. I don't – and Merab, you know, yeah, Merab, I think I also had him as the champ end of 2023 last year, but I don't know if I see that happen or not. Because I think he might have demoted himself with his last performance. I know Dana White doesn't like to give, you know, people title shots off performances that are kind of lackluster, and that's definitely the type of performance that I, from what I heard, that the type of performance he had. So I don't, you know, he might still be one or two away from a title shot. I mean, he needs to have, like, a legitimate, like, performance to get a title shot. And so and we don't even have a fight announcement. I mean, I just think TJ can beat all these guys, you know, once he gets, you know, the rust off, which I feel like, you know, if he wins the belt this next one, like, I think he'll be like, you know, he'll be getting back to form. And I still think he's dedicated to the game. I think he'll end the year as a champ. You know, I just think he's a more complete fighter than all those guys. I mean, Marlon Vera, you know, he had a whole lot to say about Dominic Cruz and how, you know, he has an old style or whatever he said, or terrible style, or whatever he said. But, you know, if he has a terrible style, then what is your style? I mean, really, like, because that terrible style, whatever that dude said, you know, was dog walking you for five rounds, whatever that fight was. That style was dominating you. You looked like a fish out of water in there, bro. You know what I mean? You looked hopeless in there. You didn't have a chance to win in that fight. You know what I mean? You had to land a lucky shot like that. You know what I'm saying? You were just hunting for that big shot. You looked like Deontay Wilder in there. You know what I mean? Just waiting, just hunting for that big shot. You know what I mean? And that's newsflash. That is not a style. Just standing there hunting for that big shot is not a style. Okay? That's why Derek Lewis is never going to be the champ, because he does the same thing. He just stands there and waits for that big shot. And that is not a winning style. You can call it a style, but you're going to lose while calling it a style. Sad boy. You know what I mean? No way. If Cruz could do that to him, there's no way he's beating TJ. So you better hope, you know, Sterling or somebody wins that fight and he could fight somebody else, because there's no way. So, yeah, we're going TJ Dillashaw as the champ at 2023. And I'm going to just give you my flyweight pick right off the bat, too. I think Moreno beats Figueiredo down. In Rio coming up, it'll be. I haven't watched that third fight yet, but I saw the first two fights, and I thought Moreno beat him at least twice out of the three fights. A lot of people said he won the third fight too, so I know I saw him beat him twice, and people said that he beat him the third time too. So I don't know why he's fighting him the fourth time. Moreno's already the champ, so I don't know what we're talking about. So Figueiredo is going to lose the fake belt that he has, and he's going to give the fake belt to Moreno, which is then going to turn to a real belt because it's held by a real champion. So Moreno is going to be the champ. And you have Moreno. The only guy at flyweight that I know that is coming up is what's that dude that got this? There's that one guy. He got, like, a first-round submission. He was on one of those cards.
Not him.
It's he's like the number three guy, maybe number four guy. He just won a fight. I think the first round submission.
Askarov.
Is it him?
Yeah, I mean, that's all right. Alexander Petunia is number two. Kai Kara France is number three. Askarov is number four. Brandon Roval is number five. Alex Perez is number six. Matthias Nicolou is number seven. Matt Snell, eight. Amir Albazi, 9, and David Dvorak 10. Tim Elliott coming at 11.
I think it was Askarov. It's not him because he's coming off a loss to Kai Kara France. The guy that I'm thinking of literally just won. He just won like a few months ago. I'm trying to find who it was, but he's coming up. He has a similar name as that, but that dude's there. I just don't know if he's going to get the fight. I think Moreno will probably be the champ end of 2023 just because if I didn't think that, I don't remember who this other guy is that I'm thinking of. So Moreno's the champ end of 2023. Who?
Alexander Pantoja just won in July.
Oh, Pantoja. That's the guy.
Yeah.
That's the guy I'm thinking. Yeah, yeah. He's a beast. Pantoja, that's the guy that's coming up. Probably going to be Moreno and him fighting after the fake champ loses his belt. It's going to be Moreno. Oh, yeah. Pantoja is number two. Yeah, it's going to be Moreno and Pantoja. That's going to be the next fight after that. And that's going to be – so I think whoever wins that one is going to be the champ end of 2023. So I think that's what I'm going to leave it on. I'm going to say whoever wins that one, because that's going to be the next one. You're going to have those two guys. And Royval is another one. I like Royval too, but I think he might need a little bit of time. You know, he might need another fight. So I think whoever wins Moreno and Pantoja, one of those two guys will be the champ.
Yeah, because I think Davidson Figueroa, I don't think he can keep making 125. So – I see him being weighted out in division. I just don't see him being able to make weight. I love Brandon Moreno. He's just gotten better and better and better. But I was looking at Pantoja, and I was also thinking Kyle Carr of France. But when I think about it, can either one of them beat Brandon Moreno? I don't know. So if I don't think they can beat the champ and Moreno is going to be the champ, then I can't pick him. I'm going to stay with our guy, man. I'm going to go Brandon Moreno. I think he somehow loses the belt during 2023, and he regains the belt, and he will end as a flyweight champion. But there is only one monkey wrench that me and you really haven't talked about in these last three divisions, and that's Henry Cejudo. I know he ain't ranked. I know he's supposed to be coming back. Do I think he could be a champion if he really stuck to fighting? I would say yes. At which division do I think he wants to come back and be in? Because he keeps calling him out Volkanovski. But I don't think he wants that smoke. I think he's looking at at bantamweight. I don't think he can make 125 anymore. So I think he's looking at bantamweight as probably his stomping ground. So we just got to keep on eyeing what Henry Cejudo does once he gets back in the octagon. I think his presence will maybe alter some of our thoughts, some of our champions within these last three divisions. But we'll just have to see how it play out. You want to jump to the women, or you good?
I mean, that's another one of those. I'll just say this before we get to anything. That's one of those variables that I'm glad you brought it up, but it's also like we don't really know because it's just he's kind of in the box with like John Jones and Conor McGregor. Like, yeah, John Jones. Like, it's speculation about him fighting a heavyweight. Like, but we don't have rumors. We don't even have. I mean, there's rumors, but there's nothing concrete. Like, you don't have, you know, you don't have any fight announcement. You know what I'm saying? You don't have him, like, putting out a tweet saying, like, you know, sign the contract or anything. So you don't really know if he's going to, like, when this is going to happen. And then Cejudo is, like, always, like, calling guys out. But, like, you don't hear of him, like, you know, it's like locking in on one person or Dana White, like, at a presser saying, oh, we'll talk to Cejudo, like. You don't hear that. Same thing about McGregor. You don't hear anything about him. So they're all kind of like – they're all variables, but they're just kind of unknown variables right now.
But Henry Cejudo is back in the testing pool, though. So that's a step forward to him probably get in a fight maybe at the end of the year or the beginning of the year. So we'll have to see how that goes. Did you want to do the women or no?
I don't really count the featherweight. I don't count the 145 as a legitimate division, so we're just going to pass on that. So what divisions do you have? You have bantamweight and flyweight?
Strawweight.
Oh, yeah, strawweight too, huh?
Yep.
I'm probably say, I think strawweight's Wiley Zhang, right? I think Wiley Zhang is going to smash Carlos Esparza coming up. And I don't even know if there is. I know Rose beat her twice, but I don't even know if they would book that fight. I don't really know. So I'd probably just go Wiley Zhang being the champ because I don't really even, like, pay attention to that division like that. So I'd probably go Wiley Zhang. I'm going to just give them all. Wiley Zhang, 125. I mean, 115. I think Valentina's going to rematch that other girl. I'm going to go with a wild card and say that girl beats Valentina and takes the 125 belt. So that girl will probably be the champ. And then 135 is Nunes, right? Yeah, I think
yep.
Nunes, obviously, Nunes will probably be the champ. So yeah, I go Nunes. Is it Sans, the girl that just gave Valentina a hard fight? I think that one will probably beat her. And then Wiley Zhang.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go Mackenzie Dern at strawweight. But is she the one to be having problems making weight?
Oh, no, you're thinking of Aspen Ladd that has.
Yeah,
Aspen
right.
Ladd.
I'm going Mackenzie Dern.
Oh, she's at strawweight.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Your girl Tisha Torres is at strawweight too.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, Tisha. Yeah, but she don't really fight that often. That's the only thing. She's not really that active. She's got other stuff going on, so she's not really. She looked great her last fight, I remember, but you just don't hear anything. That's another one. You don't hear announcements. I love to watch Tisha Torres fight, but that's really,
yeah,
you know, that was
not,
really the one I watched there.
Much.
Yeah, she's just not really that active. The last time she fought, she looked great, and then you don't hear anything about her for a while. So, yeah, she's like the main one that I like to watch there. And then I forgot about Mackenzie Dern. Mackenzie Dern's there too. Yeah, I'm going to go with Mackenzie Dern. I'm going to change my pick because, you know, she's hot and she's, you know, she's incredibly talented. So I think she could definitely submit Wiley Zhang for sure. Yeah, we're going with Mackenzie Dern. Yeah, she's good idea, bro. You reminded me about things. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going Mackenzie Dern at strawweight. I'm gonna take Talia Santos at flyweight, and I'm gonna say Valentina Shevchenko at bantamweight. I think Nunez will. I think she'll retire sometime next year, and I think Valentino. I think she'll move up to challenge herself, and I think she becomes a bantamweight champion. So I'm going with Mackenzie, Tiger Santos, and Valentina Shevchenko at bantamweight. I think that 145 division is officially closed for business, so we don't even have to talk about it. So, hey, we broke down, gave y'all who we think will be our champions at the end of 2023. Actually, we have some of the same ones, but for the most part, we have a lot of different ones. So this has definitely been fun tonight. Hey, Keys, any last word for the people?
Yeah. I would just say thank y'all for listening. Like I always say, I appreciate y'all. Rest in peace to Pat Stay. The hip hop culture misses you. You know, it's dude is an absolute legend. So we just got to run that back. Rest in peace to Pat Stay and condolences to his family. And yeah, that's I'm gonna leave it with that.
Yeah, man. Hey, once again, thanks, everybody, for listening. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. As always, live it. You only get one. Live it to the fullest. Ride this mother till the wheels fall off. Then you can get the wheels fixed, ride it some more. And with that being said, Lee and Key signing off. As always, we end the show with a peace.